In the Public Interest, produced as a public service by the Fund for Peace.
Today's report is by Federal Communications Commissioner Nicholas Johnson and is taken from a speech by Commissioner Johnson before a live audience at the University of California at Berkeley. It's entitled Life Before Death in the Corporate State.
You start off with television. It's a passive activity. I mean, you sit there and you watch it, and while you're watching it, you're not doing anything else, you know. Dr. Glenn, the special needs television satisfies center around the wish for someone to care for, to nurse, to give comfort and solace. Warmth, sound, constancy, availability, a steady giving without ever a demand for return. The encouragement to complete passive surrender and envelopment. All this and active fantasy besides. These, then, are the traits television can so easily satisfy in adults or foster in children. Traits of passivity, receptiveness, being fed, taking in, and absorbing what is offered. Frome, the recent experiments with sensory deprivation show that extreme forms of the absence of stimuli to which man can respond are able to produce symptoms of severe mental illness. Mason has said that the truly responsible television network would warn you against watching it all of the time, which prompted me to suggest that wouldn't it be nice if some night you were looking at the tube and the announcement came on, they said, we interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. The sun is now setting, and it's much more beautiful than anything we can offer you, and we urge you to get up and go outdoors and watch it. We will temporarily suspend broadcasting until dark. Well, the point is, most of this stuff turns out to be commercials of one kind or another. It's a very substantial portion of the programming, and you can't really separate it. And we are being sold a sense of values along with the products. And the question is that the sense of values that we want? Because, as it was William Fore who observed, even though we know we are being taken, we are being taken. It reminds me, I don't have it in here, I should. The lady, very well-educated woman who was asked whether she was influenced by television commercials, and she said, oh, no, of course not. I said, well, what toothpaste do you use? So I use Gleam. So why do you use it? Why do you use Gleam? Oh, well, well, it's not the commercials, it's just that, I just can't brush after every meal.
In the Public Interest is presented daily as a public service by the Fund for Peace. For a free copy of today's broadcast, write to the Fund for Peace, Post Office Box 6676, Washington, D.C., zip code 20009. That's the Fund for Peace, Post Office Box 6676, Washington, D.C., zip code 20009.